It's the end of the calendar year, and we would love to offer you our end of the year business checklist. This is the checklist that you can use in order to just double check everything at the end of the year and make sure you're going into the next new year strong with all of your systems and planning and networking and branding and goals in place. And if you're anything like me, you're ready to go. Like, bring it. I am ready for January 1st. Let's go. I've got goals. I have plans. Let's go, 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 go. But before we do, I would like us to take just a hot second and reflect. I'm not really very good at this, but when I do it, like even when I just sat down to record this podcast for you, I started to look back on the last 12 months and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm a completely different person than I was 12 months ago. Our company is a completely different company than it was 12 months ago. I mean, 12 months ago, Grayson was 3.5 months old. He was a baby, an infant. Now he's running around and talking. And I love the quote, and I say it often, that Bill Gates has, that we overestimate what we can do in 1 year in business, and we underestimate what we can do in 10 years. And if you've been listening to the podcast for more than a week, you know a lot about the Organized 365 story. I mean, a podcast is basically a never-ending journal entry. It's a verbal processing of my life and Organized 365. And so 1 year ago, like I was transitioning into being a grandma and a business owner. And the last quarter of 2021 and the first quarter of 2022 were huge changing quarters for our team. Like many, many team members who'd been with the company for a while exited. And then we've had a lot of new team members enter. Like we have a completely different team today than we did 1 year ago, which is pretty typical because we also celebrated our 10th anniversary. And that just tends to happen at 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. Like these are normal trends in business. You also obviously noticed that last year at this time, we were still selling what we were calling All Access, and we have totally pivoted that into the Productive Home Solution. That was an 18-month cycle in order to get all of those pieces moved, and we're just getting the last pieces clicked in to the puzzle now. 1 year ago was the very first time I ever completely closed customer service when we went into the Thanksgiving weekend. From Wednesday to Monday morning, we had no customer service response whatsoever. We just turned on an autoresponder, and I am not a nail biter, but I was biting my nails that whole weekend. I was like, oh my gosh, what happens when you're an e-commerce business and you just basically shut down your customer service for 5 days? And guess what? We all lived. Everything was fine. So we did it again at Christmas. And now we're doing it again now. And now it's just something that we do. We just shut down our customer service at Thanksgiving and Christmas each year. But these were very scary things the first time I did them. And if you don't take some time to just, all I did was look back through my Google Calendar and see these things. Like last year was when we first started doing team planning days where the entire team gets the whole day of planning day in order to go through their Friday work boxes. I don't know why I waited so long, but apparently I did. We had the first and the last Organized 365 Mastermind. When I come up with a new idea, you might want to jump on it. It may not last very long. And that's true. Like when you try things, you don't know if it's going to be something that's going to be the next big thing that you're going to add into your arsenal, or it's going to become the steady part of your product line, or if it just is one of these great ideas that you tried and it was the thing that you did once. We had the last live Embrace event. 5 years in a row, we did a live conference at the end of every June. And last year was the last time we did it live. And now it's just available on demand. In the spring, I challenged myself to drive out to Baltimore when I was going to speak for the NAPO conference, have some book signings along the way, and just kind of show myself that I can travel. I can drive, I can travel, I can create a trip for myself that's both personal and professional, and that the family will be alive when I get back, and they were. The capstone of that event was that I got to stay at Dave Longaberger's house, who was the founder of Longaberger Baskets in the middle of Ohio. I actually stayed at his house. I still can't believe that Stephanie coordinated that for me. And on and on and on. When you look back over the last 12 months of what you did in your professional career, it really makes you realize, wow, I was running pretty hard, but look at all of the things that we accomplished. Look at how far we have come. And when you look forward to the next year, I want you to think about, okay, if there were only a handful of things that I could make happen or would maximize or amplify the transformation that we're trying to achieve or we're trying to give people with the service or the product or whatever it is that we're offering, what would those things be? And if I were to focus on those for the year, how much better would my personal work experience be, the team that I work with, and our audience that we serve? Because ultimately, that's what business is for. Like, business is to generate an income for the people who are providing the service or the product, and also to provide the transformation and the experience to the customers and the audience that you serve. That's business, boiled down to a nutshell. Everything else we do is, I don't know, ornaments on the Christmas tree, things that keep the trains running, all of those things. The important part of getting ready for a new year in business is deciding in advance who you want to be a year from now. And the easiest way to do that is to look back 12 months in the past and see how much you have grown as a person in those 12 months, and then kind of put into place like, oh, I was able to do that because I did planning days, or I was able to do that because I signed up for this course, or I was able to do that because of a connection I had from a networking event that I joined. Like, there are always all these little puzzle pieces that you could put into your bigger puzzle of how you got to where you are today. And these seemingly insignificant things that you are doing actually set you up for more success. So I had a vision years ago, before I even started to organize 365. The school that my children attended was being sold. And it basically looks like a big house. Like, the school looks like a big house. But it was a Montessori school. So it was set up where you had observation rooms where you could see the kids in the classroom, but they couldn't see you. There was two-way glass, and there was like an indoor recess area, and there was a great playground. And when you first walked into this school, you walked in and there was like a large reception desk where there were teachers and laminators and copiers and stuff like that behind the desk, if you can imagine. And I had a vision that someday when parents like myself were to receive a diagnosis of a child, like they had autism or learning disability or asthma or whatever it was, would be able to come to this school, aka large house, and they would be able to walk in and have no idea what they were going to do with this new information that they just received, but know that they needed help and that the help would be able to be provided inside of this house slash school. So you would come in and you'd say, I just received this diagnosis that my child has, let's say it's autism. And they say, okay, great. And so the kids would be able to go play in one of these playrooms where there would be teachers and, you know, support staff and great toys. So the kids would be very entertained, and you could always go and check on the kids because there's the two-way glass. And then you as the parent would be able to go in these other rooms, and each of these other rooms, there would be these subspecialties. So there would be OT and PT and chiropractic and medical doctors and educational evaluation assessment, and all the resources that you could possibly need for your child would be there. So you could literally like just go from room to room to room and get to know all of these professionals, and they would be able to tell you what they'd seen success with or what they had observed or what more testing that you might want to have. And you could just get educated on all the options available so you could go home and make an informed decision. What's so interesting to me is that in order to logistically do that, well it is possible. I'm sure it's possible. It would be difficult because even if you could replicate that in one city, you know, to really meet the need, you'd need to do it in all the cities, and then you need all the special days. You see how it would get very, very complicated. And to be honest with you, before I did Organize 365, I had another blog called Warrior Mama where I was trying to do this online, and then I got scared because I was afraid of the medical ramifications of trying to coordinate all these medical and non-medical alternatives for all of the things that ail our children at the time. That was my focus. But along the way, in doing this, I was doing a lot of things for my kids, PT, OT, chiropractic, you name it, we have done it. And so I spent a lot of time in waiting rooms. And in those waiting rooms, I would be working on my binders and I would be working on my Sunday basket because I had a Sunday basket long before I had Organized 365. And I even went and I did classes for one of my friends who had an OTPT practice. I went and I did classes in the waiting room for the parents of the kids that were receiving OTPT and speech therapies so that they could create a binder. This is before I even had Organize 365. And as I think back on the last year and really the last four or five years that we've had the actual physical products of Sunday baskets and physical binders, and I see the certification and how the certification is growing and the workshops and the paper organizing retreats and how those are growing, and now that we could get back in person, the amazing connections and synergies and learning and emotional release that happens at these paper organizing retreats, I'm like, you know, this I'm on to something. Like this, there's something here. Like, we as adult humans need time away from our family to work on the business of our family for the benefit of ourselves, our spouses, and our children, so that we can see what is out there, so that we can make better decisions and have more resources for how we support our family of origin. And I was thinking about this, and I thought, you know, we have been talking a lot about the certification event and becoming a certified organizer. Like, I was a professional organizer, so you could be a professional organizer and you could go in people's houses and you could organize their paper. Or you could do a workshop or a retreat in your city and people could come and they could get their paper organized. But my original idea for paper organizing retreats and paper organizing workshops was not for professional organizers, although we love working with professional organizers. It was for service providers. Because the thing that Organize 365 paper organizing retreats and Sunday basket workshops do is that they help you find the paper that you need to put the pieces of your own jigsaw puzzle together to take to whatever professionals you need in order to help you solve the problem, fix whatever, get more resources, find the next step along your journey. It's all paper-based. It starts in the Sunday basket. It's got to land somewhere so it stays in actionable. It doesn't become lost in a pile in your laundry room and you never remember you have that paper anymore. Or it's a paper organizing retreat where you bring everything out of the file cabinet and you start to sort through your parents' finances because you're their power of attorney, or all of your medical paperwork because you're going to go to a new specialist. Like, it's this time away to be able to do this. But originally, my original idea was that these workshops, these retreats would actually happen in service providers' waiting rooms. And so if you are a service provider, maybe you're an accountant, or you're a lawyer, or you're in charge of hospice, or you're a therapist, or you're a realtor, a mental health professional, a coach, a physical therapist. Like, if you're in any of these service professions, there's always a waiting room. And so what I did it with a chiropractor, we did it with an OTPT practice, is that we used the waiting room after hours, and we had workshops that people would come back and they would do workshops. But my ultimate dream would be, like, if you were actually the business owner and not just using that space, like, let's say you were the accountant or you were the realtor or you were the mental health professional, that why couldn't there just be a table in the corner of the waiting room? Like, when we would go to mental health professionals and one of our family members would go in and see the therapist, the rest of us are literally, you're sitting in these waiting rooms for, like, what feels like ever, forever. And what if on this table, there would be a three-hole punch and stapler and all these things, as long as those are safe with whoever's in your normal waiting room, and you could come and you could continually update your binder? Or what if you were the therapist and you had people get binders when they came to work with you inside of your profession, and you taught them how to keep better records for their accounting, for their finances, for their healthcare, for their kids' school education? Like, let me just tell you, anyone who is trying to figure out how to do their end of the year taxes, anyone who's trying to settle an estate, anyone who's trying to advocate for their kids' health care, anyone who has been newly diagnosed with whatever it is you are a specialist for, they have no idea what you're talking about. They do not know what a P&L is or what your Schedule C is on your tax reform. They don't know what the names of these tests are that you're talking about. They don't know what the normal range of the number is for the glucose or whatever it is that you're testing. Like, we have zero information. Whatever you are an expert in, your newest patient or client has zero understanding. Let's say you're an ADHD coach and you're going to coach someone on executive function. And I'm going to say 99% of the people that come to you don't even know what executive function is. They don't know how many of them there are. They don't know what they do. They don't know how they can support them. They listen to everything you tell them to do. And then they go home and they remember like 10% of it. And then they try to do the best they can. Like, what if everyone who was in a service provider fashion looked at your client and said this? What if your client was more organized? What if your patient was more organized? What if your newest audience member was more organized? I almost feel like when we try to help someone as a coach, as a therapist, as a realtor, as a whatever, what school supplies does your next client need in order to get the best results from what you offer? Your unique gifting may be selling houses. How can your next real estate client be better organized to take advantage of all the awesomeness that you provide? How can they come to the table more prepared to get a couple extra $1,000s on the house that they're going to sell? If you're going to work with somebody and you are a coach, how are they going to organize the notes that they take every time that they meet with you, the progress that they make in between each session that they have with you, the questions that they want to make sure that they ask you the next time that they join you? Is there a way that you have set them up for success, given them the school supplies that they need in order to be the best possible patient or client for you? And so what if in the next year, the people that became certified organizers for Organize 365 were the service providers that are already providing exceptional service to their clients and their customers? And now their clients and their customers feel more organized, empowered, and informed in the decisions they make going forward. What if your client was more organized? If your client was more organized, could they get a better transformation? Could they get a better outcome on whatever service that you offer? And I will tell you this. When I was doing in-home professional organizing and I had a couple clients come to me and they said, oh, we don't need your services anymore because we're already organized. At first, I was like, oh, this is terrible because this is how I make money. And if they don't need me, then I'm out of business. I'm not going to have enough money. Oh, my goodness. And then 5 seconds later, I said, wait a minute. Organization is a learnable skill. How are you able to do this without me helping you when you weren't able to do this before? Oh, we listened to the questions that you asked, and now we ask them of each other, and now we can organize without you. And instead of saying, oh, no, I need you to need me to ask all those questions so that you get organized, I immediately went, game on. Organization is a learnable skill. This means that I can teach this through the internet. I just have to figure out how to do it. So I say that to you specifically. If you are a service provider, so if you are an accountant, a lawyer, anyone that works in healthcare, if you are a therapist, a realtor, a mental health professional, a coach, any of these things, and I say to you, what if your client was more organized? The first thought is like, well, then they're not going to need my services as long. Yes, but if they can achieve the transformation faster from the services that you offer, you know what that means? You can help more people. And do you know what we need more of in the world? More great accountants and lawyers and mental health professionals and medical professionals and therapists and coaches and everything else. Everything that you do to support and create transformation in the audience that has aligned themselves with you, if you can organize your clients, they can achieve that transformation faster. So I've worked with a couple of financial companies in Cincinnati, And when they started using the financial binder with their clients, then their clients were able to bring them the right information when they needed services. So like, for example, when you are going to settle an estate, it is likely going to be the first time you have ever settled an estate. But the estate lawyer that you are going to use has settled hundreds, maybe thousands of estates. Like, they're experts at settling estates. You know what they're not an expert at? Paper you have in your filing cabinet at home. They have no idea. They have no idea what paper you have in your file cabinet at home. And when you have a financial binder and you could fill out that binder and take it to an estate lawyer, it makes the estate lawyer's job so much easier. I did not have the financial binder when my father passed away, but I did create a binder of all the financial documents I could possibly find for my dad. And when I took it into my estate lawyer, she said to me, "You have just saved yourself thousands of dollars and so many hours of yours and my time." And let me just tell you, when you are settling an estate, I mean, someone you love has passed away and you are now responsible for their financial legacy and the distribution of their assets, the last thing you want to be doing is taking more time, spending more money, and not knowing what you're doing. But almost every single person that approaches an estate attorney has never done this before, has no idea what they are doing, and they're so lost. And there's just not enough time for every estate attorney to explain the 101 of estate, even though you want to and you need to. There's just not that much out there. Same for when you get a medical diagnosis for yourself or your child, which we get tons of medical diagnoses in our lifetime. So this happens over and over and over again. But when you find out, like, okay, now you're pre-diabetic, what does that mean? What's an A1C? What's a glucose supposed to be? Do I need to get one of those little things that go in your arm? And like, what are my options? Like, you go into this huge research rabbit trail. Wouldn't it be, if whatever service that you offer, if you could offer a 101 workshop once a month for all the new people? Okay, so here's our 101 workshop for estates. I'm your new estate attorney. You need to have this financial binder. Fill it all out. These are what all of these things are. Like, the education and the organization of your client will help them have a faster transformational experience. So we invite all service professionals to be part of the certification event, because paper organizing retreats, Sunday basket workshops, the Organize 365 binders, workboxes, and Sunday baskets, these are adult school supplies, basically. These are the school supplies you need to live an adult life that no one has ever created and no one tells you you need. And sometimes you happen upon them. And when you do, you're like, where has this been? How come nobody ever explained this to me? Or until we created the Sunday basket, it was your one organized friend. And you're like, oh, that's how you do that. And then you went home and you recreated it. And it's kind of like how we used to do this, where you would learn things from other women in the community and you would just kind of copy what they were doing. We're trying to mass produce that so that everyone can have the school supplies that you need to be an adult, which are a Sunday basket to handle all of the incoming mail and actionable to-dos that you need to do, everyone needs to do. And then the four binders that you're going to need in your life. You're going to probably buy and sell a house at some time. You're going to need all your finances organized so someone could be your power of attorney or settle your estate. You need to have your medical health history written down. Like, you need to have a medical binder. You need to write this stuff down because you think you're going to remember it and you don't. And often people cannot access your brain and your ideas when you actually need the help. So it needs to be written down. So anyway, happy end of the year. This is a great time of year to just really reflect on how much you have grown and changed and developed over this last year, what you want to grow and develop and change and add to your repertoire of skills in the new year. So the end of the year business checklist will definitely help you do that if you own your own business, if you're a solopreneur, if you're in direct sales, any of those things. And we encourage you and invite you to join us in the certification. If any of these ideas, I mean, I have so many ideas about how getting your client organized just makes them a better partner in whatever transformation you are trying to bring about in them. It makes the whole experience easier for them, more organized for them, faster, so that you can service more people, so that you can expand your influence and the impact that you're making in the world. So if you'd like to join us for the certification event, we are having two in March. One is in St. Charles, Missouri, March 17th to the 19th. And the other one is going to start March 31st through April 2nd in Greenville, South Carolina. You can go ahead and go on over to organize365.com under the events tab to learn more.